I'm reading from the Word of God in Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter number 8 and verses 15 and 16. Romans 8, 15 and 16, where the Bible says, "For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." I'd like to speak to you for a few moments on the subject, do you know what it means? Do you know what it means? Every Christian has experienced the miracle of salvation. Therefore, every Christian can make some very plain and bold declarations, which no sinner can make. And I want you to consider with me, please, a number of examples, and I'm going to put these all in the form of a question. Number one, do you know what it means to be forgiven? Do you know what it means to be forgiven? Simply defined, a Christian is someone who has had his sins forgiven. What a heavy weight our sins were upon our backs. What a dark blot our sins were upon our souls. But now, thank God, they're gone. They've been washed away in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. How sweet to know I am forgiven. How wonderful to testify. Every believer can testify, I am forgiven. We know what it means to be lost. If you don't know what it means to be lost, you can never be saved. You have to be lost first. We know what it means to be lost. But thank God every Christian also knows what it means to be found. We know what it means to be guilty. But we also know what it means to be pardoned. We know what it means to be condemned. But thank God we also know what it means to be justified. We know what it means to be hell-bound. But also, thank God, we know what it means to be heaven-bound. We know what it means to be Holy Ghost convicted. But thank God we also know what it means to be Holy Ghost converted. Do you know what it means this evening to be saved? Do you know what it means in your heart to be forgiven by God of all your trespasses? Do you know what it means to be spiritually alive, to be changed, to be able to call God your Heavenly Father? Do you know what that means to have all your sins cast behind God's back and buried in the depths of the sea? These are all wonderful truths that all Christians have in common. I think of the Ark of Noah. That ark was waterproof. It had pitch on it that kept the water out. Pitch is the Old Testament word for covering, for atonement. The ark was waterproof because of the atonement. And thank God so are we. Fireproof and hellproof, not one drop of condemnation will ever touch a child of God. We are loved. We are forgiven. If God never did anything else for us but blot out all our sins, I said all, then we should praise Him and rejoice forevermore. Number two, do you know what it means to be sure? Sure. The Bible calls it assurance. It's a Bible word. It's a Bible doctrine. It simply means that we're saved, and more than that, we know that we're saved. There's some people who are saved and they're plagued with doubts and fears, but how precious it is when you get it nailed down, when you get it settled, when you know that all is well. Do you know what it means to be sure? D.L. Moody said, "I'm not trying to be D.L. Moody, I am D.L. Moody." That's what I think of many times when people say, "Well, I'm trying to be a Christian." Well, you don't try to be a Christian. A Christian is not made by trying, it's by trusting. Thank God you can know for sure. And you will know. You will know. When the light comes on, when the devil moves out, when Jesus moves in, you'll know. You'll know when you've got an appetite for the Word of God, when you love that Bible, when you want to pray, you'll know. When you want to see other people saved, and you're witnessing and you're praying, you'll know. And nobody will have to tell you that you're a Christian. You'll tell them. You'll be able to say with the blind man, the ex-blind man, one thing I know, whereas I was blind, but now I see. And if you can see, nobody can persuade you that you can't. And nobody has to tell you that you can. Do you know what it means to be sure this evening? The basis of that assurance, of course, is God's written Word. Not our mere feelings, which come and go and fluctuate. But these things are written that you may know that you have eternal life. 1 John 5:13. The Bible says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life." John 6:47. We've done what Jesus asked us to do. We have believed upon Him. There's nothing else that can be done. All the rest is done, paid, accomplished, long, long ago. There's nothing to do but accept your free gift and live forever. Do you know for sure? Some people say, "Well, I don't know if I'm going to heaven," and you shouldn't presume and you shouldn't say. Well, folks, we've already been seen there. The Apostle John in Revelation saw the glorified, redeemed church triumphant. Sure, we're going to heaven if we're saved. We're as good as there. We've already been seen there. Well, it's glorious to know that all is well. It's glorious to sleep at night knowing if I don't wake up in this world, I'll wake up in heaven. The account is settled. It's worth more than mountains of gold to be able to say, "I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that He's able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day." Blessed assurance. Assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I say to those this evening without Christ, it's time to be saved. The time to be saved is now. And be done with your fears. Be done with your unbelief. Bid farewell forever to sin's guilt and condemnation and doubts and darkness. Settle the matter. Settle the matter. It is within your power to settle the matter once and for all, and to seek the Lord while He may be found, and to call upon Him while He is near. Isaiah 55. Do you know what it means to be sure? Number three, do you know what it means to be restored? Christians know what that means, because sometimes Christians fall. We still have the old nature. We mess up. In fact, it's possible for a Christian to do everything that a sinner can do, with an exception or two, like blaspheming the Holy Ghost. Apart from that, we still have the old nature. And we fall sometimes, not off the rock, but we fall on the rock. And we don't need to be saved again. We just need to be restored. We need to be cleansed. We need to be honest, first of all, and then God can help us, forgive us, cleanse us, reinstate us. That's what's happened to David. He sinned miserably. Mark deserted Paul. Mark was a coward. Mark quit. He went home. And Thomas doubted Jesus. But all these were restored. All these were reinstated. They got their fellowship back. They got their song back. They got their joy back. And so can you. David the psalmist said, "Lord, restore unto me the joy of Thy salvation." You remember when Jesus restored Peter? He just asked Peter, "Do you love me? Do you love me?" And that seemed to take care of everything and cover all the bases. And it still does. Just, do you love Jesus? If you can say a sincere yes there, then thank God that'll take care of everything else. Well, do you know what it means this evening to be restored? to be renewed, to be revived. Thank God. Then let me say quickly this evening, there's such a thing as being free. Do you know what it means to be free? Free in your soul and spirit from sin's dominion and cruelty and power. I know we've already been saved from sin's penalty, which is hell, but we need to be saved from sin's power in our daily lives. And ultimately, thank God, we will be saved from sin's very presence. And that's what redeemed means after all. It means set free. It means liberated, purchased at the slave market, and set free and let go, our chains broken. We are not the slaves we used to be. Now we are sanctified, set apart unto God, and delivered from bondage. And now we are enabled to live in victory. Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And greater is He that is in us than he that's in the world. Do you know what it means to be free this evening? Years ago, it was at the stroke of midnight that a wonderful thing happened. July the 31st, 1834, a never-to-be-forgotten event. It was at that very moment that almost 1 million slaves were declared free throughout the British Empire. It was better than a dream. Can you imagine the tears of rejoicing when the glad bells rang out the long-awaited hour? Those people were free at last. But there's something higher than that, and greater, a liberty greater, and a joy sweeter. And that's the soul, not merely the body, but the soul of man that is set free by the great Emancipator, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. In Jamaica, for example, that night, the ex-slaves buried their handcuffs, and we buried ours at Calvary. All things are new. We are free tonight. We went from rags to riches in a moment of time. And so I ask you, are you free? Last of all, I ask you this evening, do you know what it means to be ready? Ready to live and ready to die. Ready to suffer, if need be. Ready for any circumstance, problem, need, or situation. Ready like the Apostle Paul, who said, I am ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. The Christian is ready for anything. And that's because we have a firm reliance on the sufficient grace of God. The Christian knows that nothing can happen without God's permission. And he knows that all things somehow are working together for good, for our good in God's glory. The Christian has peace in his soul. He has joy. He has truth way down in his heart. Do you know what it means to be ready this evening for anything that the future may hold? If the rapture's today, then hallelujah, we're ready. That's what we've been praying for. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, how important it is, and how wonderful it is to be ready. Or like multitudes, my friend, if trouble came your way tonight, would you have to say, I'm not prepared? If death came your way tonight, you'd have to say, I'm not ready. If Jesus came back tonight, many would have to say, I'm not ready. I need more time. I'm not ready. It's high time to get ready, because we're running out of time. It's time to get ready. So I say, as I close this evening, years ago out west, there was a meteor shower one night. They thought it was the end of the world. A mother woke up her son and said to him, Sandy, wake up. See this. It's the coming of the Lord. It's the coming of the Lord. It was a meteor shower, but she thought it was the coming of the Lord. But Sandy was ready for the coming of the Lord. And he said, "Mom, glory to God, I am ready." Can you say tonight, "I'm ready"? Not one person has to leave here tonight unforgiven. Not one person has to leave here tonight unsure. Not one person has to leave here tonight unprepared. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Do you know what it means tonight to be ready? Let's pray together before we go. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for Your mercy and grace in every life and every family. Save the lost for Jesus' sake. Thank You for the simple, the powerful plan of salvation. Lord, our hearts are heavy for those who do not know You. And we pray, Spirit of God, that You will convict powerfully and save. Lord, help us to know the freedom, Lord, that comes from dominion over sin by the power of God. Lord, we do not find such power in ourselves, but only through You. Thank You, Lord, for Your restoring power. If there are people here tonight who are cold and indifferent, backslid, may they know, Lord, Your restoration, Your renewal in their hearts this very night. I pray we'll all be ready when death comes, when Jesus comes, ready for whatever the future holds, because we know who holds the future. We give You worship and praise and glory. Protect us all from harm and evil. Make us a blessing, a light, an example. Lord, we thank You. We love You. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.